and any challenges as a female you may face that a male wrestler wouldn't?
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons actually to being a female wrestler in the business, especially if you're very young and naive and not familiar with all the ongoings within the wrestling industry. I think you can be quite vulnerable in a way. I think you've got to kind of have a good sense of like a ground bearing, if that makes sense. Like know who to learn from or speak to, know who to associate with and know who not to associate with, and just be kind of try and be quite sensible, which is, you know, sometimes a bit tricky if you've not had much life experience, if you're a young wrestler coming in, young female wrestler coming into the business. Yeah, and then there's other bits and pieces against you. Not too much now, but there was once a time where female wrestlers weren't really getting noticed and getting the recognition as they are so much now, and hopefully it will only progress to even more recognition and whatnot. But yeah, I think especially when I came into business in 2011, I even felt back then that there wasn't like too many like female workers out there. And there was a few, obviously, but I felt like it was a bit harder to be recognised for your work, because, you know, especially back in the day, the female wrestlers weren't really there for that. They were just there for a bit of eye candy. And I know when I got into the business, especially growing up as a kid and a teenager, like, I knew that I wanted to be a wrestler. I also knew that I 100% did not want to be a wrestler to show my body off to the world. You know, that's not what being a professional wrestler is about for me.